Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, folks. It's 1 minute past noon. My name is Amos A. Nunn. I am the Black Fact Checker, the Incognegro, live and on the air, folks. It is a good day. Every day above ground is a good day. And yesterday I went on a 2-hour rampage about, I think, a pretty absurd occurrence. And a lot of you guys listened. A lot of you guys tuned in. I truly appreciate it. I sit in my studio office here, a think tank of one, which is the first topic of today. Think tank. So let me explain what's going on. The reason I feel so qualified to do this thing, to spend time and resources and beg people to support this effort, is because I've lived an interesting life that has allowed me to experience a well-rounded circumstance of events. I mean, I can tell you without doubt it's been most interesting. But I think of myself lately, over the last 3-4 years, as a think tank. The change involving going from one mindset to another has been an interesting journey. And I couple that with all I experienced before that and have come to the conclusion that the perspective I have is pretty well-rounded. I'm not leaning one side or the other. I'm simply very observant and vocal on the things that stand out to me and are of particular interest to me and how they affect folks that share my history. I focus on these things as a think tank of one because it is constantly being put in my face from one source or another. And it's interesting because it's now developed an attitude within me that is overt. I'm on fire, as we put it in the Black community. I'm pissed off, if you will, perpetually. When I read the quote I quote so often, James Baldwin, any Black man conscious in this country is in a rage most of the time. I am living that. I'm living that. And in my think tank, as I take in all this information, I see all that's going on. I see the establishment arguing amongst themselves. I look at Trey Gowdy this morning getting served, and rightfully so. I pay attention to what you guys do. But see, that's the whole thing. I make sure that we differentiate and understand that I really don't have anything to do with what's going on. I'm not really included in this whole narrative. Black people are not included in what's going on, not in any real sense, unless, of course, you as a Black person fully support and stand behind this country and its ethics, its morals, its character, all wrapped up so nicely in the package of Donald Trump. How can anyone with half a mind, being of color in this country, support the current circumstance? You're out of your mind. I don't care how well you wish he does. We all observe plainly what is happening. We see, the think tank of one sees it, and everyone almost is a think tank of one. You guys, you know, nobody has to tell you what's going on. We know that Donald Trump is owned by the Russians. His son said that he borrowed money from the Russians. I mean, he loves Vladimir Putin. Come on, folks. You guys are looking at this with your mouths open, wondering what's going on. Man, we know what's going on. And I don't understand why steps aren't being taken overtly just to deal with this dude. This is the Manchurian candidate, folks. Yeah, we got Paul Ryan kind of hedging on the whole trade war, tariffs thing. You know, I just want to tell you guys, $200 billion, that's a lot of money. And I will tell you, that's going to affect the folks that supported this racist, vile piece of garbage that's in the White House. I say it with an open face. This guy sucks on many levels. I love the folks on Twitter because they really are dialed in. You know, what's going on is kind of evident. I mean, you got to admit, I mean, this man was openly accused of raping a 13-year-old girl. This man was openly accused by umpteen women of sexual assault. This guy peeked in on little girls as they dressed for a pageant. I'm going to tell you something. This whole grabbing women by the private parts, this whole supposed locker room talk, all of that. Let me hit that real quick, okay? I'm a man. I'm 50-something years old. I've been in locker rooms. I was in the military. Been, you know, in places. I've been in country clubs. I've been in golf resorts. I've been in places where men congregate, taking showers, making sure they're taking care of themselves. And locker room talk, including that in high school, been there too. I have never once heard any man say that he likes to grab women by the pussy. I'm 50-something years old, and the only person that I've ever heard say that he wants to grab women by their privates is Donald Trump, your president. Oh, he ain't mine, but he's yours. And let me tell you something. That says something about an individual, man. Come on, the think tank. This is what we do here. We think. We're not here to just observe and nod our heads. Uh-huh. This guy said openly that he can do anything to women. Here's the thing. Marty Helms, one of my phenomenal Twitter followers, pointed out that I need to watch a show, and it's on Hulu. I know that. And just to refresh my memory here, I'm going to go to it. And the real victims, the real people that will be losing their rights, I believe she's right. The Handmaid's Tale. Thank you, Marty. Yeah, you know, ultimately, it's men going after women, controlling every aspect of your bodies. Absolutely. Black men, black people, black society, white society, Asian society, they all kind of, male domination is the goal. I mean, it ain't going to happen. I mean, come on, folks. I hope. Let me tell you something. When I look at folks, and all due respect, Marty, I look at folks like, this vile Ann Coulter. And I can tell you one thing, bro. Wow. That's male hatred right there, I guess. I don't know. That chick's got a big neck, blonde hair. She looks like Nordic pride. She looks like she's from Norway. And what's interesting, she said that her family, her descendants weren't immigrants. They were settlers. I know I said it yesterday, but for God's sake, it's worth repeating. Where do you get these guys from? Where do these people, how can other people that look like these people and associate themselves with these people accept folks like this in their orbit? The think tank, I mean, you know, they use a tactic in these religious sects like Mormonism and Jehovah's Witnesses and Catholicism, and it all breaks down to shunning. I don't know. It seems like an effective tactic. Maybe you white folks need to start shunning other white folks that just do obscene things. And the most obscene thing you can do is hate somebody because of how they look, because they can't control their blackness. So you start with racists that don't seem to understand, I can't help my skin color. Seems you can't either. I don't know, folks. It's just frustrating. So think tanks evolved in order to assess the information taken in, the information gathered, and come to some conclusion or strategy. And that strategy can be an agenda. It can easily turn into an agenda. But the reason I bring it up, because I'm not stupid, I want everybody to understand, I know how to connect what I'm talking about, okay? The reason I bring up think tanks and this being a think tank, because that's how I developed the strategy of the agenda. Fine. But there was another think tank that was in place some years ago, run by Dick Cheney. And Dick Cheney's think tank came up with a scenario involving flying planes in the building and what our response would be and how that type of loss of life on that kind of scale would open up the doors to stranglehold the rights that most Americans enjoy. It kind of gave the – it was the preamble to the one document I encourage everybody to read, the Patriot Act. It's kind of interesting what happens when you develop a think tank. I say it only because it seems that that think tank thought – that think tank developed, run by Jane – by Haney – kind of interesting that, you know, the scenario they came up with involving the loss of life above 3,000 that came to fruition. Kind of interesting they were running drills on that exact same scenario the day that it happened. I don't know. I mean, isn't it odd? We're in the middle of a drill about running planes into buildings, and guess what? A couple of planes just ran into a building. But you know what? Hey, I don't want to go back that far. It's 2000. That's way back. That's a way back machine. But hey, I bring it up because I tell you, that's the reason I do what I do. It's the reason I moved to do this, because it seems that my life has evolved into becoming one think tank. I'm sitting here in my studio office, and I'm taking in all the news. I'm reading all the print I can, as far as digital print. Don't have a stack of newspapers in here, okay? And I'm comparing what I'm reading and what I'm seeing against what I watch on C-SPAN. I've got 1, 2, 3 monitors here. And they're on, they're just silent. And I got the closed caption on, and I'm turning, and I've got 2 remotes in my hand. I'm freaking flipping through channels and clicking on links. And reading, and then what happens is I put together this collective picture that slowly forms, that tell me, you know, think of us as a blob of material on the ground on a flat surface. And think of that flat surface lifted up at a 45-degree angle. And all the things within that blob are slowly just tumbling down toward the angle into oblivion. That's what's going on in the United States of America right now, folks. If you're not watching the hearings this morning, Republicans getting their ass handed to them, talking to a guy that obviously has his shit together, okay, then you compare what experts are saying about what we are looking at. People that have lived through this before are saying, you know, history seems to be repeating itself on multiple levels here, and maybe the American people might want to know. That's why we spend billions of dollars to broadcast this throughout the United States and the world. And what I find, when I do venture out of my comfort zone, that is my home office, when I interact with people, I find that most of you don't give a damn about what's going on. And I think that's what they're counting on. And it's sad. It moves me to do this. Most of you, white, black, Mexican, you're enraged by the circumstances, and that kind of fiddles off into complacency and then indifference, and finally, what's going on? If you're not constantly in front of this thing, you folks are going to wake up and find yourself in Nazi Germany. Now, you're sitting here acting like, Amos, you're crazy. I'm not crazy. I posted it this morning. If Jews in Germany had someone say, like me, on the air, maybe doing some clandestine publishing, maybe telling you, I don't know, hey, folks, the attitude around Germany seems to be changing. Maybe we should distance ourselves from this segment of population that seems to be affecting the entire segment of population, which seems to be governing the entire goddamn country. And what they're saying, if you heard earlier, is they don't like immigrants, and they blame immigrants for what's happening. Well, of course, we know that, you know, we know how Germany got in the plight before World War II. We know what happened. History tells us. Okay? So there are Jews in Germany, and they may have, you know, gotten the idea that perhaps there's an attitude adjustment going on we might want to pay attention to. And the first instance that we knew it was happening was Kristallnacht. I don't know. You guys, I've seen pictures of some white folks screaming the N-word at black people I think wouldn't have a problem burning up some churches. There's a hatred there, folks. Come on, folks. Let's go now. Plain talk. Come on. Plain talk. Hatred within this segment of white society that ain't going away. I don't like it. I don't care if you don't like it, folks. You damn know not. You know I'm telling the truth. Come on. Okay. How about the guy? I mean, I actually saw the video now calling the young man who had the phone the N-word over and over again. You're not going to take my money because he couldn't afford a phone. Where is that coming from, folks? And it's not just, look, I could understand if it was just general hatred. Just overt, I'm just a grouch. That has nothing to do with your color. I don't like people. But that's not what we're seeing. When I see the flash of anger come from white folks, it's based on color, and then they go racial. And then you don't want Amos to get on a damn program and start throwing it in your faces. Have you lost your minds? What I'd rather see most of you do is jump on the side of Amos and start either telling these folks that you're not with that overtly or shunning them. Why not make racists a pariah? Why not shun them like the plague? Let's act like they have the Black Death. When you see them in their rallies, when you see them doing all the things they're doing, promptly remove yourself. Don't cover them. Don't record what they say. Don't cover them on the news. Every decent individual needs to simply remove themselves from their presence. Why can't you do that? Instead, what you do is you gather around to protest them, magnifying their agenda. Because if you talk, then you definitely got to hear what they say in response. Man, I don't understand it. Here's the deal. Donald Trump tells us how to deal with you. That's right. Donald Trump tells. I like that. Yeah, Donald Trump tells us how to deal with you folks. Now, I'm just being plain, okay? And y'all can do it to yourselves. Because we can't do it. Let me tell you something. Black people distancing themselves from white people may or may not have an effect. It's a 50-50 shot. Donald Trump hates being ignored and doesn't like being disliked. He's a reflection of white society in control of this country right now. And so my strategy is perhaps the same way we get through to Donald Trump, maybe that's how we get through to the segment of white society that supports him. Maybe you guys should shun them, ignore them, act like they're not there. Because that's what we're going to do. So those of you that ignore them with us are with us, and so you are welcome. White folks are welcome to enact the three principles. Get the hell away from them. They're dangerous. They're dangerous to you too, because if they get rid of us, they're going to go after you. If you don't hold the sentiment of the current administration, of the current powers that be, and you better hear me, white folks, because if they get rid of us, if they lock us up, if they intern us, if they put us in FEMA camps, and you look around and you look at the fabric of American society and it is white, what you will be left with are people that identify with people of color. What do you think is going to happen to you? Some of the folks that are on my Twitter feed, though they may be white, have black children, black grandchildren. And I can tell you right now, if you are white and you have a black person in your family and you love that person, you better listen to what the hell I'm saying, because it's happening, folks. In the immortal words of Kevin Hart, it's going down. Black woman listening to music in L.A. This one's new. Video, I put it up. She's listening to music. White guy passing by. Don't like the music. He goes on an N-word tirade. And I think there's a physical altercation involved because he don't like the music. What is wrong with you folks? Why can't you turn to each other and ask that same question while we slowly back away from all of you? What's wrong with you folks, man? Let me tell you something, okay? If I hear Metallica playing, if I hear Guns N' Roses playing, if I hear Anthrax playing, if I hear Deftones playing loud, I walk past a house or past a business and I hear Deftones playing and there's some white guys in there jamming off to some cool rock and roll, I'm not going to go into a tirade about the music they're listening to associated with their whiteness. How dare you let me hear that music? What is wrong with you folks, man? I'll say it again. Black people ain't doing this. Black people ain't doing to you what you're doing to us. Fuck is wrong with you? And those of you that wonder the same thing about your own people, why don't you get in their face and stamp them out? They're making you all look bad. You know how you tell us, y'all are making yourselves look bad. You know you've said that to us as we imitate you. You think I don't know there are black people making black people look bad in this country? I'm sure there are. I'm not talking about them. Because those same black people ain't going up to white people and beating their ass, calling them crackers, overtly just assaulting them because of the music they're listening to, calling the cops on a white child that's mowing lawns in a neighborhood, in a black neighborhood. I am sure there is a black child mowing lawns somewhere in a black neighborhood, and I have not heard the police called on them yet. Now, I'm here to tell you, folks, this shit ain't checkers. This chess, this requires thought, study, patience, a little bit of common sense. This isn't basic, but for God's sake, and what puzzles me is there are those of you who encourage black people to be patient. Wow. I'm Amos A. Nunn, the black fact checker, the incognito. You can call me, folks, 563-999-3653. I'm having more and more folks add me on Twitter. I'm at more and more folks adding us on Facebook. Got more and more folks adding us on Instagram. We are going to make this a thing. Here's the reason why. It has to become one. The reason it has to become one is because you are making a thing out of calling cops on us. You are making a thing out of putting a stranglehold on civil rights. You are about to make a thing about women's reproductive issues that's going to blow this whole thing up. Yes, black women, I'm talking about you too. Yeah, because that's going to affect you. There, you know, here's the deal. You know, I don't know what's worse, Planned Parenthood or the abortion right thing. I don't get it. No one wants to talk about the origins of Planned Parenthood and what it actually stood for. It's almost like you are willfully ignorant. It's almost like you are being willfully ignorant and staying stupid and not just saying, hey, this is not just a problem. This is a problem of race. The agenda of white supremacy is causing mayhem on the planet. I would hope and tend to think that it is simply their last dying grasp, their last dying breath of control over this planet. But the facts are not disputable. King of Belgium, you want to talk about genocide? You guys hold up Hitler like he's like boss. Hitler killed a lot of people. The King of Belgium made Hitler look like a choir boy. And all for greed. No, you don't like that? Okay, how about colonization of Australia? The Aboriginal dark population there, emaciated by white presence. No? I'm crazy? Amos is crazy, right? What up calling facts? It appears, it would appear, that everywhere you go, you bring death. I don't know. Ask the Native Americans here in this country. Ask several colonialist countries over in Africa. Ask your folks up in Europe. The level of murder and death through disease and just ignorance in the Dark Ages. And of course, yeah, got people of color, they got their trips of naturally, historically. But here's the deal. You guys bring it to a new level. The level of killing and murder in current times associated with, Caucasians, is unmatched. Do you want me to say it again? I will. Tell you what, if you dispute what I'm saying, call me. I'll wait. As far as I'm concerned, if I get no callers, that means you guys are loving what I'm saying and you know I'm telling the truth. So let's face the facts. Here's the real deal. Here's what I'm saying in a nutshell. I think I said it on Twitter. It's just that you guys have held yourself up as this beacon of moral certainty and character and, you know, goodness, truth, justice, and the American what the fuck ever. When in actuality, you are on equal footing with everyone you say is beneath you. You are just as corrupt. You are just as greedy, just as much a liar, just as, you know, just as mortal, just as human as everybody else. And if we can erase the notion of white superiority off this planet, there might in fact be progress made. It would seem the only way to wipe that notion of white superiority off this planet is that white folks can't be here. I'm not saying that that should happen, but you guys going to get the hell over yourselves? Are you going to sit here and continue to harass people globally who don't look like you based on their color? You know, I look at the Middle East. You can sugarcoat that shit all you want. The Middle East is nothing more than a caste. Give me a break. Just like India. Stop. Stop. Palestinians are black, Israelis are white, moving on. It's a white-black issue. Sorry, you don't like it. For some reason on this planet, the worldwide notion has been given that white is better and dark is worse, and we are living that and living proof of that as black Americans in this country. If we can stamp out that notion and just say people are people, and if people can walk around Because here's the deal. I'm sure many of us have been accused of it. Any conscious black person is being accused of having a chip on their shoulder. Fuck you. You got privilege on yours. Yeah, I walk around with a chip on my shoulder to counterbalance the fact that you walk around with white privilege on yours. And you exercise it by doing stupid shit, like, you know, indiscriminately calling the cops or acting out openly against black people. And you know what's odd is I watch these people in their tirades against blacks with the N-word, all, not one of you white folks go to jail. Haven't seen one happen yet. I haven't seen one film of a white person screaming obscenities at a black person in the middle of the freaking street in the United States, person being taken to jail. If you see it, share it on my damn Twitter so I can share it to other folks. I'm just calling it like it is, folks. Plain talk. That's all. I'm just calling it like it is. This is ridiculous. The rest of you want to sit around and shut your mouth and not tell these folks about themselves? As many times as white people open their fucking mouths and tell us about what we're doing in black communities, I can't imagine anybody taking offense to a black person opening up in his mouth and saying the truth about what you folks are doing to people in this country. Are you out of your mind? I look at these hearings. I look at the news. I see who's in charge. It ain't us. I've said it before. Every problem I see on this planet has a white face behind it. You don't like that? Prove me wrong. And please don't talk about the enemies that you have. Don't tell me, you know, what about Boca Raton? And what? No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the global affect at the whim of white superiority on this fucking planet and the strengthening of that sentiment, snowballing right towards us. I don't care if you like it or don't like it. You better open up your eyes and see what's happening as it becomes progressively more intense. I'm waiting for the first white murder of a black man who said he was in fear for his life to hit the news. I'm waiting for it because it's coming. You're going to stop calling the cops on us because that's really not good. That doesn't satisfy you enough. I guarantee it's coming. And then what you going to do? You going to march? You going to riot? No? Going to pray? Red Mal going to show up? Jesse going to show up? Who going to show up? Everybody going to show up? Let me ask you a question. If the attitude amongst the black community was to stay away from them so that they can straighten their shit out long enough, maybe we can straighten ours out too. If the sentiment were as it was in the 50s, because you guys seem to want to go back to it, we kept to ourselves, you kept to yourself. But I think one of two things would happen. That might work, might not work. Because what might happen is a panic. Because if they see no, we're not paying attention to them, they may get nervous. I can tell you that right now. Boy, don't let us organize. I'm sure we'll be a target then. But organize isn't really what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about is cohesively, mentally adjusting our attitude towards them. It seems I can't express enough through tweet, through post, that there are some of them that have a serious problem with black people. Those that are silent on this issue, those white people that are silent on this issue, can kiss my black ass. You are complicit, to coin an Ivanka phrase. To those of you that know I'm telling the truth, but keep your freaking mouth shut, appreciate it. Stay in your lane. For those of you that are on our side, vocally yelling to the top of your lungs, you don't accept racism, scream louder. That's what I'm talking about. I don't know, maybe... Maybe I'm meeting kind with kind. Is that what I'm doing? I don't know. I don't care anymore. We've tried everything else. We've tried everything else. We've tried everything else. I'm done. I'm done being cooperative. I'm done being civil. I'm in your face about yourself, and I'm calling you what you are. You're white folks. And if you take offense at what I say about white people on this in this program, then I'm talking about your ass. Because, again, what's happening to black people in this country isn't happening to white people in this country. This is a one-way street of occurrence, and I'm calling you out on it. And if you don't like it, maybe you should call me. Call me out on it. I got 23 more minutes. So, Amos A. Nunn, the Black Fact Checker. The incognito, promoting the agenda, separation, education, do no harm, abso-freaking-lute. In the face of what's going on, what I see happening, man, this is long overdue. Ignoring you folks might be the best thing for us. And I mean that. What are we doing here? What do we do? I mean, seriously, I mean, here's the deal. If I'm in somebody's house, and they're making it plain that I'm not welcome, I'll leave the house. If I'm engaged in a conversation or I'm talking to somebody and they make it unequivocally clear that they're not interested in associating with me, I remove myself from that person's presence. Why? I don't understand it. You think I'm calling for what? Action? I'm calling for retreat. I'm not calling for overt. I'm talking about armed conflict. Let me tell you something. I'm going to tell you again, maybe you don't get it. First, armed conflict ain't going to work, and I ain't trying to hurt nobody. I just want to be left the hell alone. That's all. Man, and nobody's trying to rise against you crazy folks. You out your mind? You folks like killing shit. I said it. What? Am I lying? You folks like killing crap. You say we like chicken, you folks like killing crap. You say we like watermelon, you folks like killing crap. You like seeing shit dead. I notice it. Sorry. Hey, it's a thing. Didn't know I liked grape soda till I tasted it at 40. What do you want? Maybe stereotypes are true. I don't know. But I will tell you this, you folks like killing things. So I don't call for any armed conflict with white folks in this country. And y'all know who I'm talking to when I say white folks. Don't act stupid. Please don't be offended. If you're going to be offended, at least be who I'm talking about. If you're not the white person I'm talking about, please don't be ignorantly offended at what I'm saying, you dummy. What you should do is get your own show and talk about these crackers that represent you in the first place, because that's who they are and what they're doing. They're making you. Now, how, just like you look at black people, this is why you call the police on black people, because you don't know what you're dealing with. So you see a black person that you're not accustomed to seeing, that's why you call the cops on them. Now, how come the same can't be true? I look at all you folks. Till you open up your mouth, I assume you're a racist piece of shit. Sorry, were you out of your mind? Do you know what's going on in this country? Do you know who's president of the United States? Are the tweets I'm looking at fake? Is the news articles I'm reading fake? I mean, what? Especially associated in a company with pictures. This is an epidemic of hatred you folks got going on. And it seems like it's going to get progressively worse. I'm just wondering how Nazi Germany started. I mean, what, Hitler started with what, like 14, 15 freaking people? You think this shit can't happen? Man, please. You better be on your guard. I mean, come on, man. Come on. Let's be plain. Let's be plain. Let's be plain. Let's not sugarcoat it. Please. The fundamental universal fact, the tying objective, subject, whatever you want to call it, that fuels conflict on this planet is race. Not religion. Not religion. It's race. And there are those who seem to tend to want to believe that they are racially superior than others. And the agenda masked in poverty, masked in sex, in proclivities, and the underlying principle that's fueling what we're looking at is race. So what's happening? It's interesting. You like to call them poor people. I like that. The rich get richer and the poor get poorer. What does that really mean? What does that really mean? It is a puzzle, folks. And it's my belief that the only action we can take is retreat into our own set of values in total opposite to theirs. And so what do I mean? I mean, it's simple. Violence, done. There is no violence. What do you mean hurt somebody? No. You can disagree. You may not like a person, but no. We're not, no. Violent, no. Are you kidding me? Think about it. As I've said before, it's my belief, through the study I've taken part in, black people on this planet, progeny of slaves, the Hebrews that are captive here, our only responsibility, of course, is to worship the Creator. Treat others as you would have them treat you. That encompasses everything. Somebody famous said that. Then I believe our secondary responsibility is to take care of everything on this planet, everything in it, on it, everything that lives. That's it. That's it. It doesn't even get plainer than that. And what's interesting is, you know, the scriptures say the tablet, God's word's written on the tablet of every human's heart. You don't have to tell, you know, you don't have to go around preaching and all. I mean, it's not, I understand the reasons people do it. You're still enough, you'll understand that what's going on currently ain't what's supposed to be going on. No, that was not a caller. And so, Amos A. Nunn, the black fact checker, the incognito, I am before you presenting what I think is a good alternative to all of this, because, you know, the tide of this is only growing. I've said it in my tweets. I mean, no. I don't believe that you're going to get away with this one. I believe that you're at a tipping point, and I think we're going to be going over. And all I can say is hold on, because this ain't over. This is far from over. And for those of you that don't think this can get worse, they probably didn't think it could get worse in Nazi Germany. In every other place, conflict and internal strife grew so incrementally slow and gradual that the viewing population, before they knew they were a part of something sinister, they were in the middle of it. Hitler and his cronies were just a handful of rabble-rousers until he got the chancellery and started killing people. If you don't think history can't repeat itself, then you're not a studier of history. You're not a purveyor of what has occurred over and over. This is not new, people. This is old. It seems man continues to look for someone to blame for all of their problems. Right now, the blame is on immigrants. At some point, I will tell you people, it will turn to us. I'm talking to all the black folk that listen to me. Folks, this ain't normal. How they're acting ain't normal. I'm trying to tell you. I'm talking to the black people that tune into this show. I know I got whites listening, but I'm talking to blacks. This show is for the progeny of slaves. I talk to those enslaved by circumstance in the Americas. Folks, they're getting meaner. They're getting more aggressive. They're getting angrier. And they're getting more pronounced in what they're doing to us. And unless you have some strategy of response, unless you have a way to avoid them, and I say them, who else am I talking about? And how do you know who they are unless they make themselves known? And so if I'm looking at a group of people who are white, I'm going to assume that there is a percentage of them that don't like me being in their presence. That's obscene. I don't care where you white folks are, truly. You can fucking be beside me, in front of me, you can use the same bathroom. Black people don't trip like that. I'm trying to figure out, don't you understand that? Don't you get that's why I do this show? To point out that there's a fucking problem? I mean, give me a break, man. I mean, you want everything, and you don't want anyone else that doesn't look like you to have what you have. And you don't feel that anyone that doesn't look like you should be around you. And unless you are opening your mouth saying that, hey, I'll be damned if that's how I feel, and fuck anybody that looks like me that feels like that, I'm going to assume that's the team you're playing on. Police will tell you the reason they respond the way they do to black calls involving black people is because they can't take the time to differentiate between how one black person may act and how another black person may act. That's something typically said in correctional institutions and police stations, things of that nature, you know. The reason I treat you poorly is because I have to assume you are an asshole. I don't know, maybe it works. And so I remain Amos A. Nunn, the Black Fact Checker. I'm on the air. I will not stop. I will do everything that needs to be done to keep this show on the air, to grow it, to increase the audience, black and white. I don't care. There's no shame in letting you know my target audience is black Americans. If you don't like that, tune the hell out. But I can tell you without doubt, the reason I'm doing this show is we're in fucking trouble. This isn't like, you know, amateur hour. We got a problem. And I'm not advocating violence. I'm advocating retreat. I'm telling you simply, stay out of their face. Remove yourself from their presence and stop acting the way they do. Stop imitating them. That's the first thing. Understand you're here because of circumstance. Please understand the way you think, act, feel, everything is influenced by their programming. I would recess from all forms of entertainment that kind of reinforce white supremacy. That means you got to stop looking at TV and listen to radio and looking at movies. That's what that means. But more importantly, what I'm talking about is just recognizing when you're being programmed. Recognize when you're being programmed, people. That's it in a nutshell. And, you know, with all, you know, deference to white population, they are as well victims of the programming. I mean, if I looked at the TV and every commercial and every movie and every, you know, religion, you know, evangelical religion kind of touted the white experience as being one of great, you know, blessing and great privilege, And, you know, you just watch that over and over again. And because that's their target audience, that's who they feel has the money. I mean, it's a perpetuating cycle of entrenched, programmed, racist superiority, thinking that, you know, this segment of society is the top echelon, the cream of the crop, but this segment of society is not. And more than one instance, and more times than a none, you'll find that that portrayal involves a white face at the top and a black face at the bottom. And we watch it every freaking day. And it plays into the narrative of supremacy and bigoted racist sentiment. And it fosters it. It feeds it. And the only thing we can do, because we can't fight it, they got the guns. So we can't do that. And then we'd look stupid. But we can get the hell away from it. We can recess ourselves and remove ourselves from their presence physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, conduct-wise, and allow them to feel our absence. And then let them do what they do and see what happens, folks. That will certainly get their attention, won't it? Unless you think rioting and marching and praying and all these other things we do anytime we get the shit beat out of us or murdered for being a black person in the wrong place at the wrong time, unless you think that course of action is strategy, I welcome you to it. I do not. I think it's time that we allow them to straighten these things out themselves, and perhaps we should, you know, give them breathing room, to coin a very unpopular phrase. Maybe we should give them some space. How about that? I'll call it giving them space. They need to work some shit out. So do we. Some of you don't even know who you are until you get pissed off at a black person. Did you hear what I said to you, white folks? I'll leave you with this story. Working for a guy, actually living with him and his family in a beautiful home. This is why I don't horseplay. I'm horseplaying with this guy in the back of the office. We're having a good time. Nice guy, too. I knew this guy for, 2 years? Nice guy. We're playing grab ass, and he's trying to catch me. And me, being in my 30s at that time, I was in pretty good shape. I was in the military. I was in pretty good shape. And I'm able to get away from this guy over and over again. He can't snatch me. He can't grab me. He's a little bit older, a little slower, a little heavier. And as I frustrate him, yes, white guy, as I frustrate him with evading him in a small space at the back of the office, just playing games, this guy pulls out a 9mm, points it at me, and tells me to freeze with a serious face. You folks don't even know who you are. You're not even in touch with it. How the hell can you prevent it? What an occurrence. Needless to say, I left and never saw him again. You pull a gun on me once, you'll never have a chance to do it again if you don't kill me. You folks are violent. This isn't racist sentiment. This is what it is. You folks are violent, and you teach violence, and it's dangerous to be around you. And you seem to be losing your minds. And the majority of you either don't want to talk about it, don't want to face it, or act like it's not actually happening. And I think it's criminal. Unless white people get off their ass and talk badly about other white people, ain't nothing going to happen. I'm just telling you, folks. My show's for black folks. Deal with it. But I'm telling you this. Ain't nothing going to change. That's why we got to get away from them, because they're not going to change because we march. They're not going to stop killing us because we march. They're not going to stop calling the cops on us because we freaking march. They don't care, folks. So stop it. Get away from them. Mind your business. And allow them to work things out for themselves. They seem to want to be left alone anyway. I'm Amos A. Nunn, the Black Fact Checker, the Incognito. I'm thanking everybody who's listening. I thank you for tuning in. What I do hope is that you visit the website, which now incorporates all of the things I have for the Amos A. Nunn show, the personality, the Incognito. On the website, we have not just general information, but we have links to the Blog Talk Radio broadcast. We also have links to the GoFundMe account. We have links to the blog account. And so I encourage everyone to factor this out, to understand what I'm saying, to support this movement, the agenda, the Association of Geographically Enslaved Negro Descendants of the Americas. I'm talking to you. I'm talking to the folks that need to implement the three principles of the agenda, which are simple: separate, educate, do no harm. You don't have to join. You don't have to take an oath. I'm not asking for your loyalty. I'm just asking you to wake up and understand your place in this society. That's all I'm asking, man. They're making it plain how they feel, folks. Get your head out of your ass. This is not a drill. And for you white folks, sympathetic to our cause, I advise you either get busy with a solution or join us in retreating from these folks. Because after they're done with us, they're coming for you. I ain't reading tea leaves, folks. I'm not sitting here looking at some damn orb factoring this out. What I'm looking at is the news being reported telling us this is happening. This is happening. This is not an illusion. I'm Amos A. Nunn. Thank you for listening. I appreciate your support. I pray for all brothers and sisters out there that they activate the agenda, the three principles, and understand who I'm talking to. I thank you for your time. You folks have a wonderful day. Have a good one. Bye-bye.